received information from people online that they had, that I received from multiple different sources information that Officer Bologna was in fact the individual who was responsible for macing these young women. I did not release the information because I wanted to hold a meeting with a few of the committees and possibly even the General Assembly to determine what course of action we should take. The course of action that I was going to suggest was that we get the young women who had been maced by Officer Bologna and then have them do a citizen's arrest on him. We were not the ones who released it. It was Anonymous who released it.
So the hacktivist group Anonymous released information.
It seems that what this originated from was a blog post by one of the people who had contacted me. He updated on his blog that he had determined who the person was, and this information then spread. Anonymous got a hold of it and did what they called a dox, D-O-X, which is where they release documents or information corresponding to the individual. And they released a lot of information that I personally am very uncomfortable that they released. They released his address, his phone number, things like that. And I mean, I understand the frustration and I understand the hatred for this man, to be frank, you know. And I don't think that, you know, we're demonizing him because the action that he took was demonic. But I do think that it is completely unacceptable to bring someone's family and someone's home into this. And I mean, because his children and his wife had nothing to do with this, and of course they're going to be.
So they released this information on the internet.
They released this information on the internet, and
include personal information about his family.
Yes, this is what I've been told, and I and all of us here think that is an irresponsible act, and we think that. Well, I guess I can't speak for everyone here, but I personally believe that is an irresponsible act and something that is very unfortunate. And I, in the press release that we released, we stressed that we remain committed to nonviolence and we stress nonviolence.
What impact do you think this is going to have on this group?
I am, as of yet, uncertain about that. Something that I'm a little worried about is that the media might attempt to dilute our message to simply protesters against cops, which is, of course, not at all what this is about. But what this does show us, you know, both this information and then the following NYPD attempt at a cover-up, what these things show us is that the only citizens in this world and in this country are the top 1%. You know, what we saw on Saturday was a group of peaceful protesters who were violently detained because, you know, we don't have rights anymore in this country.